Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who's messing with a TV and who moved the remote? Well, it sure wasn't his sleeping brother.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, we love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you've got one, share one. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free, see if you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon, I don't think that losing your remote is necessarily paranormal because, honestly, it happens to me kind of all the time.
I kind of think it's me being a space cadet, but you know.
You know what, though? That's one thing. Like, I have lost my remote several times. So I always try to put it on the coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes my TV does weird things. But then it hit me that I couldn't figure out how to share my direct TV with somebody. There's got to be an easy way. So I just gave my log on. And sometimes when he changes channels, it changes my channel.
That could be embarrassing.
For a while, I was like, dang. But I can always tell what he's been watching.
Like he likes Dr. Phil, you know? Like he's always going to Dr. Phil.
That's me. I record it.
Is that your guilty pleasure, Dr. Phil?
Oh, yeah. Recently, they had an episode. I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but it's a woman who says that she has been taken over by these spiritual entities, and I think they're having inappropriate relationships with her.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if she is schizophrenic or really has this going on. And really, in her case, I hope she's schizophrenic.
I've heard a lot of bad boyfriends before, but this one takes the cake.
I always thought my deal breaker was no smoking until I met my spiritual nemesis.
This paranormal boyfriend I have.
And it's one thing to break up with your boyfriend, but man, you can't do it when you can't even see him and get away from him. But once again, it just gave me something else to be freaked out about. Like, shit, I'm all happy.
Dang.
I'm happily single. I really am. I got a nice little house. My life is good. Things are awesome. And then
don't need that business.
I'll watch it because it's Dr. Phil, and I don't know what I'm going to do when he goes off there. I'm just telling you.
Dr. Phil's always been one of my guilty pleasures. Dr. Phil, I'll watch that.
Well, and even though I haven't really liked his episodes this past year that much, because they've changed up the format a little bit, I still watch. Kind of like Grey's Anatomy. It's not that good without Meredith, but I still watch for some reason. Anyways, so this is a call, so let's get right to it. Here you go.
Hey, Tony, Carol, and Todd. I got a couple when I was a kid. I haven't really had much my whole life. I haven't really seen very many things, but I'm always, you know, wondering if I ever will see anything. But I do know that when I was a kid, I was about 6 or 7, and me and my brother had slept in the same bedroom when we were younger. And we had this massive box screen TV that always sat on the floor when we went to bed. And every night before we went to bed, we turned the TV off. And I remember one night specifically, it was pretty late. I woke up and TV was off and the remote was beside my brother. And, I went to the bathroom and come back, and the TV was staticky, and my brother, he was in the same position, and the remote for some reason was by the door. What happened? I never seen anything. I never heard anything. I just know that when I got back to the bedroom that night, nothing had changed but the TV and the remote. And it's just, it was crazy. But, and it always happened in that one house when I was a kid. And there was my granddad had died when I was about 8 years old. And my little cousin, we were babysitting my little cousin one day, and we had a picture of my granddad above our front door. And he walks to the door, just anonymously walks to the door. And me and my brother are just watching TV, and we hear him talking. And he looks up at the door, and he's like, "Hey, Papa." And my brother looked at me, and he looked at him. He was like, who are you talking to? And he said, Papa, he's sitting right here in front of me. And me and my brother just looked at each other. We had no idea what to do. We were in shock. But that's really all that's ever happened to me. I haven't really seen anything, but been listening to you guys for about 2 years now. I never called in, but I figured at this point I might as well share my story. If you guys have a spot to put it in, I'd love to hear it on the show. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
So there's one thing about you misplaced the remote, but it's another thing when you know where you left it and then the only other person in the room is sound asleep. Because I lose my remote frequently, and it's always my fault.
Yeah, because it's in the, you know, refrigerator or something, yeah. And that's me, you know.
I did that recently. I literally went and looked in the refrigerator thinking maybe that's what I did with it, and it still wasn't there. I think it was in the sofa cushions or something like that. But
and the staticky on the TV,
yeah.
Like, I'm not sure how long ago this was, but, you know, people growing up today don't even know what that means.
You don't get static on a TV anymore.
No. It's not like the stations, you know, close down for the night at midnight or something.
And I mean, I guess maybe if it was way back when, you could have gotten up and the station went off the air for whatever reason it happened at the transmitter. And the station went off the air and that would explain the static when you got back. If it happened more recently, like within, I don't know, what would you say, like the last 25 years?
Yeah, I guess I would need that little bit more information about how long ago this was. But yeah, when we were kids, and there was always something super creepy about it. I always felt like somehow when the TV, the shows were on, everything was still on, there was a little bit of the world that was still kind of normal, okay. And then when that left, it's like, dang, I don't even have, you know, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore anymore.
Yeah,
know,
but I remember being in bed and everybody was in bed and the TV was off and then the TV turned on, mm-hmm. and then the national anthem and the static. No way the TV could have turned on.
Yeah, and this was an old school, like flip the whole, you had to turn the knob
dial.
And whatever
yeah.
to turn it on.
In that story at the end there about the little cousin, was it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Saying, "Hey, Papa," like, I believe that stuff.
I totally do, too. Like, kids see. I think kids do see things much more than we do.
And that sort of thing, when a kid sees that, I 100% believe it's there. Because I just think kids, they've kind of got a little bit of a foot in both worlds. Whereas we get older and we get so busy and so many things have happened in our lives and we're so constantly bombarded with things we have to do, and little kids are just open to everything. You know, they're always open to new experiences.
Yeah, I think they're open to it. Whereas the older you get, the more jaded you get and the more you're like, that's impossible, that can't happen. Whereas kids don't have that rationality. And I think, you know, kids don't question that. They just go, "Oh, Papa, yay,
right.
It's you."
Mm-hmm. We've got one more. Agree. We've got one more call.
Hi, this is Jenny from Dallas, Texas. So I've been listening to you for years now, probably since like 2016. So I've accumulated quite a few stories myself now. I sort of have some type of abilities here and there. And this time it was actually more recent. I was sleeping and had just fallen asleep. We had just bought our new house. There's nothing here, property in Texas. It was an empty lot before, and then they built this house And so there's no history of anybody dying here or any type of things of that nature. So one night I was sleeping and I had just fallen asleep when I felt a full-on sleep paralysis, but it was like they were putting me through a dream in a way, but I still felt it. I couldn't scream. I couldn't. I was trying to call my husband. I was trying to pray. Nothing was coming out of my mouth. It was just opening, but nothing was physically coming out. I felt them on top of me, pushing me down, holding my neck. And then I somehow was able to get out of it. So I got scared, didn't go to sleep for 5-10 more minutes, and then tried going back to sleep and prayed before that. And once I went back to sleep again, I went into a dream like it was, I could see the thing that was trying to control me. He was very dark and tall, and it was very slim, nothing big, but as soon as I saw him, I felt him grab me by my neck, pull me up in the air, and was choking me. And I could feel that, and I was trying to scream and pray to get out of it again, because I knew I was in another sleep paralysis. And I felt like I was in there for eternity choking, and I couldn't get out, to the point where I was able to get my prayers out, and I was able to wake up. So after that, I did want to go to sleep, and I realized what time it was, and it was still early, so I know it wasn't between the waking hour. So now at that point, I just couldn't sleep, and I wouldn't sleep. Well, the funny thing is the next day, I have a fan and a light on, and the only way you could turn that fan and light on is by the control in my living room. So I was sitting down, and all of our other lights are on except for that one and then the fan. So there's no way no one can turn it on. It starts to turn, flicker and go on its own. And then the light stayed on, and then the fan started to go on its own right after that. So I don't know what's in my house. I don't know what can be here. I feel like it's some type of shadow person, not an actual person, but a type of shapeshifter, I guess they could call them. So I'm going to have to do some little more digging to try to figure out what's around here. But I do love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. And your daughter, Harper, is adorable.
I'm going to agree with her. Harper is adorable.
Harper is.
I love that kid. So adorable. And she's been doing episodes with me again. It's been fun. I just enjoy talking to her every week. Sleep paralysis dreams are the scariest things ever.
Oh, my God, they are.
They're horrible. They're absolutely horrible. And this guy I talked to recently about nightmares and dream analysis and everything, we talked about sleep paralysis, and like he has some ways of explaining it. Like your body stays still because it's your body's way of keeping yourself from flailing around in this kind of dreamlike state. So it's basically keeping you safe. But okay. I'm like, but I never feel safe. When I'm like that, I feel like I can't move. And it was basically like when you have it, you have to focus on trying not to fall into this, like change the narrative, basically. I should find that part in the interview and we'll play it next week. Because it was really interesting what he had to say about sleep paralysis.
Yeah, and because we do have a lot of people that write in with sleep paralysis stories.
So we have also talked about astral projection. That's your launching ground for astral projection, is what he was saying. If you learn how to control your sleep paralysis, then you control where you go. And then you control what you do. And then you're like, okay, I can now go on to the outside of my body looking in. I could go up to the ceiling now. It's very interesting. I don't know that I totally buy into astral projection. But, you know, there's been people who've written books on it, and they say they've done it. And he's talked to a lot of people who say they've done it. But it was very interesting.
I'm curious in the sleep paralysis is why is it always scary? Like, why aren't you just, like, paralyzed but see the most beautiful angel?
He said you could if you train your brain to start working with it, you could. So I said, you know, it could be rainbows and unicorns and cupcakes. And he said, could. if you've got to train your brain how to snap out of the really horrific experience you're in. And that takes time. It's not like you just do it one night. But you have
to. So he's saying that there really is not any sort of, you know.
No, but I.
Yeah,
but,
or demonic spirit or something there.
But there are. And in that, it's a two-part episode. And he talks all about these dreams that he had where it was kind of like really looking into it and going into shamans, like all this stuff. It had gone on his whole life, basically from when he was nine, like 30 years. I think he'd been having this series of nightmares that were kind of involving the same scenarios, the same dark energy. He was told it was like this ancestral curse that goes way back in his family, that someone had cursed a grandmother or somebody. So I think there are some paranormal possibilities in dreams, but they're not always paranormal. But to me, sleep paralysis feels paranormal to me. You know, so I don't know. I haven't had it happen to me for a long time, nor do I want it. Because when I've had it before, like I'm like, I just want to wake up. I just want to wake up. But I can't open my eyes. But if I do wake up, I'm going to see it. I know I'm going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really frightening.
But in that case, anything could have happened on that land at any time.
Yeah, you just don't know.
There could have been, back in the day, there could have been a little log cabin on that. You know, I think she said she was from Dallas. So, I mean, think about all the things that happened on that land over the years, all the people who went across it, and the covered wagons, and the, you know,
feuds over land, you know, and somebody could have been killed, and who knows? They just, that was that, you know.
Every time I hear a sleep paralysis story like that, because we do these, it's later at night, so I always have to sit up for a while because I don't want to go to bed and have a dream like that.
I know. Like, I know. Yeah, you guys, it's later at night here when we do these. And so we both have to like go, maybe I just need to, you know, play Yahtzee for a little bit. Yeah.
Golden Girls. And so I'll pull up part of that and we'll put that on an episode.
Good idea.
You can listen to the whole thing on the Grave Talks. And I think it was called Interpreting Nightmares with J.M. DeBord.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was very interesting. It's a good book too, the Nightmares book. I've been reading it, and I thought I was the only one that had teeth falling out dreams. That's a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of that. No, I don't recall myself having teeth falling out dreams.
I've had so many teeth falling out dreams. There's things stuck on my teeth that I can't get off.
Oh, and like, I wonder, why are they saying that's a thing? Like, what does that mean?
It's got a whole chapter. A whole chapter on teeth dreams. And so your teeth are part of your face, part of your smile, part of who you are, part of how you present to the world. And sometimes it could be as simple as you feel like you're in a situation in life where you're losing face. It could be something where you think you're losing yourself in a situation. But it's a really interesting book. And he's written dream interpretation books, and it's very interesting.
Okay, what's the name of the book?
It is Nightmares, Your Guide to Interpreting Your Darkest Dreams.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And I will say that one thing that I did appreciate about the book was, number one, he had some really dark experiences, made me feel better about my own, but also just some of the dreams, once you start reading some of the symbolism in the dreams, and you don't have to read the book beginning to end, you just find the chapters that apply to you. It made me feel like, okay, maybe some of these aren't so scary and paranormal. It could be caused by a lot of things. There could be some other underlying causes and things going on in my own life that explain why I'm dreaming that. And he does suggest journaling and keeping track of your dreams and writing down dreams. And you can kind of help uncover some things that way.
Interesting.
And sometimes you deal with it and then the dreams stop. Well, if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.